right, Martha, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Hales, commissioners, members of the Budget Committee. For the record, Martha Pellegrino, Director of the Office of Government Relations. With me today is David Salerno Owens, who's a member of our Budget Advisory Committee. And be gentle on us. David is a new father as of 2 weeks ago. He has a two-week-old at home, and so he may even be more sleep-deprived as the rest of us. So thank you. Really would like to just begin by thanking the other members of our Budget Advisory Committee who aren't here today, Nova Newcomer and Mark Landauer, as well as Doug Lee, our budget analyst, who has been very helpful with technical assistance throughout this process. I'll begin by addressing a couple of the significant issues and then turn things over to David to talk about our decision packages. So the mission of the Office of Government Relations is to advance the City of Portland's legislative and intergovernmental policy objectives. The office provides effective representation, strategic advice, and quality service to the City Council and all city bureaus. That means we represent every division of the city, inclusive of the City Auditor and the Portland Development Commission, all with 8 FTE. Our issues and workflow on a daily, monthly, and annual basis are driven by the needs of the city and address a wide variety of critical issues such as affordable housing, transportation, public safety, emergency preparedness, water, sewer, and parks infrastructure, property taxation, economic development, and so on. I think you get the idea. Our biggest issue in the next 5 years is meeting the increasing demands for the services in our office and addressing those capacity issues. Our current operating structure is simply not sustainable. So one thing we have learned since the legislature moved to annual sessions a few years back is that there is no longer a break in the legislative cycle. As a city, we are either preparing legislative agendas, we are in Salem advocating for those, or we are reporting on what happened as a result of those sessions, and then the cycle repeats itself. The other thing we have found is that there's no longer ebbs in that work. The pace of the current legislative session is quite simply relentless and does not appear to be letting up anytime soon. We are arguably advancing the most ambitious legislative agenda in Portland's recent history, and we're actively engaging on dozens of other issues that are all moving very quickly. This means very practically, I need to spend more of my time in Salem making sure that we are advancing our priorities, defending against things that impact the city, our operations, and our funding, and that tends to take substantial attention away from our other program areas, which include federal legislative affairs, intergovernmental, international, and administrative functions. So all of those demands that are happening at a very fast pace put additional pressure on an already lean office. And that in our office, for those of you who work with us, know that every single day we aspire to very high levels of service and responsiveness. So that gives you at least a little bit of a framework for our decision packages, and I'll turn things over to David to touch on those. Thank you.
Good morning, Mayor Hales, City Commissioners, Budget Committee members. For the record, my name is David Salerno Owens, and this is my second year serving on the Office of Budget, Office of Government Relations Budget Advisory Committee. I'm pleased to have the opportunity to be here before you today. I'm here to give you some insight into our committee's decision-making process and our recommendations on the decision packages. The committee recommended advancing two decision packages that recognize the increasing demand of services to all city boroughs and offices provided by the city, the Office of Government Relations, as well as the increasing needs associated with taking over the city's international relations program. First, the committee recommended approval of ongoing funding for adding a deputy director. This request reflects the high demands placed on a very small office and the need for some additional assistance with lobbying and operations. One of the unique challenges faced by the office is the need to operate programs in Salem, Washington, D.C., and Portland. A deputy director would allow the office to operate in a more sustainable manner. Second, the committee recommended approval of an ad package of ongoing funding for the annual hiring of a PSU Hatfield Fellow to add the program capacity to the city's international relations program. Currently, the program operates with one dedicated FTE with support from other staff in OGR. When it came to determining offsets for these two decision packages, our committee had substantial disagreement and did not reach consensus. What we found is that a very small office, there is not an obvious offset for adding a new FTE. The only item in the budget large enough to offset the deputy director, other than cutting the director's position herself, was cutting the city's contract for federal lobbying services. One member strongly objected to this approach, since the contract provides services that are core to the office's mission. The offset for the international relations decision package is cutting funds available to support state legislative outreach and lobbying during the interim. Again, one member strongly objected for the reason that state outreach and lobbying is core to the mission of OGR. On behalf of BAC, we appreciate the difficult decisions you have ahead and appreciate the opportunity to present to you. I'll now turn this presentation back to Martha.
Great. Thanks very much, David. So I'll just briefly touch on the key priorities and performance measures and then open it up to you all and your questions. So our requested budget very likely touches on all three of the mayor's budget priorities for 2015-2016. And while we won't begin our official process for building the 2016 legislative agenda until this summer, if this year serves as an indicator, we've been actively engaged in legislation in each of these areas, and I expect similar issues to be raised in the year ahead. For example, we are working actively on bills that expand Portland's sick time ordinance to the rest of the state, that remove the state preemption on inclusionary zoning, that create more financing options for seismic upgrades, that advocate for more resources to support community-based mental health services, and lobbying on closing the loophole on background checks for gun purchases. And incidentally, the mayor will be down in Salem tomorrow and very early in the morning testifying in favor of that bill. And at the federal level, we have lobbied for additional emergency preparedness resources and have been providing assistance with federal initiatives such as the White House Tech Hire Program, designed to bring more individuals from underrepresented communities into high-tech jobs. With regard to performance measures, and in consultation with the Budget Office, we are continuing one performance measure, and we added one new performance measure, both of which help us track the effectiveness of the services we provide. The first is our responsiveness to client requests, and second is the new one, which is our overall customer rating. And we get these measures because every July we send out a customer service survey to each of our clients, and we use the results of that survey to determine how well we're doing and identify our areas for improvement for the coming
Martha,
year.
Martha, how would you define a client?
I see our clients as every single city bureau, every single council office, and all of basically we represent you all when it comes to the state legislature, federal government, et cetera. We also added one new performance measure, and that is the number of international delegations received. And it was in our last budget. We had funding from the council to support one FTE for the International Relations Program when that program moved from the mayor's office into our office. This performance measure will serve as an indicator of our goal to make Portland a more welcoming international city. And if the international relations package is funded, this will add to our office's capacity to meet with incoming international delegations when they come to Portland and help meet the targets set forth in our requested budget. So with that, I'll conclude our presentation and thank you for consideration of our requested budget and happy to take any questions.
You know, Martha, I think we all think that your office does a fantastic job. I didn't find the dashboards for your bureau very helpful or necessarily kind of useful as a way of evaluating your effectiveness. Now, the way that we know that you're effective is every time we're in Salem or Washington, D.C., the people that we are lobbying always tell us that we have the best lobbying shop in the state. So, and they're also free to tell us we had the worst if they thought that. So we get, you know, through the Yelp system of evaluating you, we get great feedback. We also know that you're very successful in helping us achieve our legislative agenda. So both at the federal and state level, every year there's dollars that materialize and policies because of your work. I haven't given this any thought, but I find these three benchmarks seem to be unduly inward-looking. If you're at 96% customer rating, I would scrap that one because I'm not sure it tells us anything other than there's an amen chorus, and I'd like to know who that 4% is. The mayor can deal with them privately. But that doesn't seem very instructive. I'm not even sure the international delegation piece is that useful. The mayor yesterday made a compelling argument that one of the things that's happened in the last X number of years is that more local delegations from within this country are coming here. I frankly think that's probably more useful to us than having international, unless we can point to specific things beyond, you know, sister city relationships that get nurtured. And in terms of responsiveness, again, you're at 100%. I'm not sure that's, I would scrap that one too, because it seems like you're doing a great job with your customers and clients. I'm not sure it tells the other story that we want the public to know, which is how damn effective you are taking our legislative agenda and translating it into success. And I don't know how you measure that, but that ultimately is your job. And I'm not sure these indicators tell the full story.
Well, Commissioner Fish, I completely agree with you. I think we've struggled for many years to try to find what's the right indicator. Is it the number of bills introduced in Salem? Is it the number we engage on? Is it the number of priorities of the cities that get passed? And we've worked with the budget office year after year to try to find that, which is why we do have these other ways that every year we try to get a feedback loop. So if it's not an indicator, it's a mix of quantitative and qualitative feedback to tell us how we're doing. I think we, for the international delegations number received, it's also a challenge for us to find a quantifiable thing we can count that helps us get toward one of our goals. But I'd be happy if others had ideas about what things are a good measure. I'd be happy to explore those. And the reason that we're using customer rating and client responsiveness is it does tell me if that number goes down, it tells me we're not doing something right. And that's why at least we have a quantifiable measure. But again, I'm open for things that are a better reflection of our effectiveness.
Just inherently skeptical of any benchmark that starts at you being at 100%. Because the only thing we'll be measuring is whether you come down a little bit. And it seems to me that you uniquely and your office uniquely is responsive. And so I'm not sure that tells us anything. And I don't think there's going to be a great variance as long as you're at the helm. So I'd rather find something where we put you to a stretch. I'm not sure it's fair to say how many bills get passed or how much dollars, because again, that's like one of the indicators we looked at yesterday, where it takes, you know, you're only as good as, you know, who's in charge of the legislature, you know, what's the dynamic. We can't penalize you for if there's a Tea Party takeover and nothing ever gets done. We can't ding you for that. But I'd be interested in what other benchmarks maybe your peer group use. And maybe, frankly, we should expand the definition of customer. I'd be interested in knowing in some, you know, reasonable cycle, what do the stakeholders, what do the people that you interact with think about your office, your professionalism, your effectiveness? And if it came back that legislators, trade associations, local government all gave you high marks, I think that's a better indicator than what we already know, which is you do a hell of a job for us. Just food for thought.
But don't anonymous Willamette Week rating like legislators do, you know?
That sounds really great. Thanks. Thanks, Mayor.
Actually, really
would look forward to seeing the results of that. You know, and in some ways, it's interesting because part of the difficulty of the job of our office is that by representing the city, we are, when we're advocating in favor of things and building coalitions, we'll be arm in arm with other organizations. But when we are opposing pieces of legislation, not everyone necessarily is going to be happy that we've taken a stand on that. But it doesn't necessarily mean that we're not effective. If we keep a piece of legislation that costs the city $2 million a year from moving forward, that's a positive. So I'm happy to circle back with the budget office and see if we can find something. But to Commissioner Fish's point, I agree. I think it's a very difficult thing to measure, which is why I tend to go back to all of you and say, how are we doing every year, and look for those areas of improvement.
I think the Mercury did a rating of lobbyists a few years ago, which resulted in a cover with Kristen Leonard with a halo around her head. So maybe we should encourage them to go back to doing that.
Yeah, I did. I just want to say how important I think what you do is. And the East Portland Action Plan does advocacy. And so we've not done really very much federal, but we have actually reached out to the legislature and done lobbying there. And so it feels like if you guys are not staffed up enough to do your function, the city is leaving money on the table, because oftentimes that it can directly result in projects like Powell Boulevard being funded, which is, that's going to come from the state. And so it's an important function that can really have an impact on the city. And it's kind of quietly working away there in the background. But, wow, I was so amazed when Powell got, because of some advocacy that we did, perhaps you guys did it too, we ended up with some funding that just wouldn't have come through the city on its own. So this is this is a really important function. I know in the past they've gotten cut fairly mm-hmm. severely, so I just wanted to speak up for them.
Dante.
Thank you. I just wanted to offer a quick thought on the position, since my office got thrown into the comparison for you. Mm-hmm. It shows us that, in talking about ratios, we're 1.6 to 2.6. The 0.6 is the position that we just asked for in reallocation or in this budget yesterday. And we didn't ask for a position in total because we don't have an offset to give, somewhat similar to OGR. So I would certainly suggest we don't have the administrative staff that we need, and I can certainly echo her understanding and express need for some additional administrative staff.
And I would say, Mr. Mayor, if I just provide one clarification, which is the request for a deputy director is not administrative in nature. And this is where and Doug, our budget analyst, he and I kind of went back and forth that I think the comparison bureaus in question have a director, an assistant director generally of sorts, and an administrative assistant. So I'm not sure how that number squares with us, because it is me as a manager. I have somebody in Salem who oversees the operations of the Salem office and the Salem team, but that's it. And then we have a business operations, and we even, because we're so small in the nature of small offices, is you split up responsibilities to staff. And so my administrative assistant in the office is providing quite a bit of support to international relations. I mean, there is just the record keeping and preparing the state, our quarterly state ethics forms, are things that we do that are requirements of state law that no other office does. And if we don't do them well, there are serious consequences for the city. So I just want to make that clarification that this may be an area where I think the budget office is reading our request differently than we are.
So I just, on those numbers, we did take into account the percentages of those positions that were administrative. And so the deputy director position is classified as 25% administrative, 75% program. I think we tried to do that for the comparison between all the offices. And again, we were just trying to sort of benchmark of the small offices, of which the three of us really represent the smallest of the city, how does it compare in terms of administrative staff? So we were trying to get at those specific pieces of FTEs, though.
Anything else? Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Big change in your life.
Yes,
and
it is.
Appreciate you still being willing to serve in this capacity despite sleep deprivation. So. Thank you. Thank you all. Okay.